Tonight on Around Cincinnati, I'd like to welcome back to the studios local filmmaker Christopher Maloney. Chris was here some time ago with his film, The Death of Andy Kaufman, and I think you talked to Frank Johnson, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But Chris has a new film that is just seeing the light of day. There's going to be a showing on Saturday. We'll tell you about that a little bit later, but it's called Cole, and it's about Chris's best friend growing up as a kid and what happened. It's quite a touching story, a sad story, and hopefully a hopeful story for some other people. Tell us a little bit about Cole. What was the impetus for getting this going, and what do you want to do with the film?
2 years ago, in 2010, Cole died from an overdose. At that point, we hadn't seen each other for a few years. When this happened, suddenly all the things that we had done together as kids and all the things that we had shared just started running through my mind, kind of on repeat. So I got in touch with his family and started thinking that the best way to kind of put all these stories together about our friendship was to do it in film form, not only to just remember him, but also to tell his kids what kind of a friend he was, because he has two kids. And I didn't like the thought of the two of them not understanding what kind of a man their dad was growing up. And so this was kind of my way of giving them something to hold on to, really, for the rest of their lives, to see at least who he was to me as a friend. And now it's being shown at a couple drug treatment centers locally, and it's kind of a way to just shed light on the disease of addiction and give people a story to just kind of bring that to life.
The next screening is this coming Friday.
Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. It's at the Center for Chemical Addictions Treatment. It's called the Cat House for short, but it's a free event. Anybody's welcome to come to this place and just learn about addiction, learn about the kind of treatment they have there, and also to see the film and meet his family.
You obviously didn't have a wealth of material on Cole to work with as far as films and pictures and all that, but you made the most of what you had. And I love the way you intercut that with interviews with the family. Music was good. Did you do the photography yourself too?
Yes.
So you wrote, directed, photographed, edited?
Yes.
Busy guy.
Yeah. Like you said, there wasn't a wealth of material, especially of the two of us together. I found, I think, 4 or 5 photographs from when we were kids together. I went to our old house and went looking through things and ended up finding a few things no one had seen for years. Even his family, I don't think they had ever seen them. So we found pictures and we found old home videos. We actually go back and visit some of the houses that he grew up in. His brother and I went back and we just kind of talk about some of the things that happened there and some of the feelings that come back when you go to a place where you spend a lot of time with someone, but they're not with us anymore.
And in the interest of full disclosure, I knew Cole peripherally, but I'm more familiar with his family and have socialized with him. And I love the parts where you had his brother Pierce giving these monologues about what they did as kids and like the digging the hole in the ground and in the Halloween in the forest and scaring people. And the other thing I noticed was as you came forward through time, you could see the difference in Cole as he aged. And the final shot was really kind of scary because you could see it in the eyes.
There was something that took hold of him. It wasn't him any longer. That's what addiction does to you. And I don't think it's even so much about your drug of choice. I think it's just the addiction itself.
It could be for anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I even mentioned in the film, he moved away when we were about 12, I suppose, up here to Cincinnati. And then our junior year of high school, he moved back, and I hadn't seen him really much at all during that time. And when he came back, I hardly recognized him. It was like he had a vibrance about him when we were kids, and when he came back, that had diminished significantly. I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I could tell there was something missing that had been there before.
Almost like he had a shadow over his personality.
Yes, and that's what happens to people. That's what happened to him.
So what else are you going to plan to do with the film other than the showings here in town?
I'm not sure. It's kind of up to his family because it is a sensitive topic. And I don't know if it's so much a commercial thing. My main goal is just helping people to know about addiction and helping people to know that every time it happens to an entire family and it happens to an entire circle of friends around that person. So to highlight one life and one story and to know that that represents thousands and thousands, that's really my goal. So if I can keep showing it around here, showing it anywhere that'll have it shown so that people can learn about this, that's really what I want
to
do.
Have you given any thought to submitting it to some film festivals?
I've thought about that. It would be something that all of his family would have to sign off on. They'd have to be okay with lots and lots of strangers knowing about their own personal journey. But I think that is something they want, because they want Cole to be known, because they know that he represents the struggles that lots and lots of people have. I did submit it to POV.
Oh, on PBS?
Yeah.
Have you heard back from him yet?
Not yet. It's one of those things where, well, you know, when you submit something, it usually takes months and months and months to hear back. And then after that, even months and months and months, if you've gotten in to show it, it's got a life of its own, I think. And I think it'll eventually go where it's supposed to go.
So here's hoping that you'll get some movement on it. Good luck on the showing on Friday. And the film, once again, is called Cole, C-O-L-E. The filmmaker is Christopher Maloney. Do you have anything else on the horizon for another project?
Well, right now I'm working on something totally different. I just finished it called Crypto Trip. And it's about these journeys I've taken around the United States interviewing people about their unexplained creature sightings like Bigfoot and so forth. So that right now is being submitted to film festivals, and hopefully people will be hearing about it soon.
Good. Well, I hope to have you back when that becomes available, and we'll talk about that.
Thank you.
For information about Cole and Christopher, go to our website at wvxu.org, and we'll have a link to Chris's Twitter account. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Larry Thomas.